Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Got carried away. Joe Messina, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen, take a poll. But you can also sign up for the weekly email blasts. When I send them out, you can can them. It's not a big deal. I want to send them to you so you get an idea of what you're signing up for, what's going to be on the show this week. A lot of good stuff happening this week. Not that there isn't usually. Right? Or, if you want to get in touch, if you want to get, you know, you can send me an email during the show, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or you can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And again, as I said, we're going to make some changes over the next week or two or three or four. They won't be subtle. They'll be in your face. You will definitely know what it's all about. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I mean, I'm just totally throttled, if you would. Totally excited, you know, about what's going on right now with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, we are making them nuts. You realize this, right? Not kind of, sort of. We are making them, we are driving them out of their minds. They can't believe, the Democrats, you know I'm talking about. Well, actually, Republicans, too. Well, look, I'm sitting here, I'm watching the news come by during the breaks and what have you. And you see more and more Republicans, even Republican pundits, saying, well, the president should wait. You know, we're sure he's going to get reelected. He should wait. Really? Is that the chance you want to take? You really want to give these people a chance to get a liberal? We already have a problem with Justice Roberts and a few others. The thing that I am pretty much most excited about is the fact that when Trump gets back in, right, there's a good chance he's gonna be able to nominate a few more justices in his time. I think it's, and what I think he should do, since they've been screaming outwardly about stacking the deck, I think we ought to stack the deck. I think he ought to put the extra justices they want, go to 13. I think it's crazy, but go to 13 and put more of your people on there. Let's see how they like that. They're gonna show up. They're gonna double it. And then it'll show really where they're at. It's just nuts. This is what George Washington and some of our other founding fathers were afraid of. They were afraid of the partisanship that would happen. That you now would become a member of your party and not a member of these United States. Right? That easy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Cuomo is now threatening, I love this, threatening to release the National Guard. You hearing me? Threatening to release the National Guard on us, or on New Yorkers, on Election Day. And these are the same guys that are complaining that it looks too militant on the streets when the federal officers show up. What are the National Guard? They're going to put them in three-piece suits? I mean, seriously, what kind of sense does this make? Anyway, and then are you guys being asked, are you talking about when you think this pandemic is going to end? It's just amazing. How are we supposed to know? We don't know this with anything we do. Right? I don't... Would they ask Obama the same questions? That's my question. Would they be looking to him for the same answers? Would they look for him... Well, not only would they ask the same questions, but would they be looking for him for the answers that they're looking for? I was watching tapes of him last night. I don't know why. Don't ask me. And he was talking about the police riots or police violence being sharply up. And he was committed to fight it. And when you look at the numbers for real, and he was challenged on it, but he wouldn't give in. And when he's challenged for real, found out he was not being truthful. Where were the fact checkers in his day? They only seem to have ones for the Republicans now, but where were the fact checkers in the day of Obama? Right? If you want to keep your doctor. Remember those stories that we were told? I don't know. I find most of the stuff extremely, and I mean extremely, mind-blowing. Because at some point, the Democrat rank and file, I'm watching the Me Too movement. I can't believe the things they're writing about it. And again, I'm not blaming them. They weren't just getting the information. They were indoctrinated as children. You heard me. As children, to love everybody, accept everybody and everything. That's not healthy. Kids need guidelines. They need boundaries. They need borders. It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, Dr. B's going to join me after the break. And if you look it out there, if you're paying attention, the thing that makes me nuts, they look so hateful. Before anything happens, they just look so hateful. And when you see Nancy Pelosi speaking or any of them in the interviews, what's driving all this? Hopefully Dr. B can clear it up. Joe Mattini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more happening after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of it. Now, look, you can head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do all that fun stuff. You can stay right here, wherever you're at, and you can actually pay attention and learn something. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You need to learn something. Don't listen to be entertained. I don't sing. I don't tap dance. That's not what you should be coming here for. You know, and again, I love having her on with me every week. Dr. Beep, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. And we're discussing the issues of the day, the true issues most of the time we try to do it from a godly perspective in all my hours. But, you know, secondly, calling out the things that nobody else is really talking about. I mean, seriously. Dr. Beep, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can't complain. Trump is president. Great.
And we'll be again. We'll be again.
Oh, easily. No, yeah. No doubt. I turned 7 more people around this week.
Listen, Chris Matthews is saying positive things about President Trump. You know this guy.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
Yep. Yep. They all are. They don't know where to go. The Democrats that are more moderate, no idea where to go.
No.
They don't know what to do. So I turned around a mayor and his wife and 5 awesome African-American people who formally voted for Hillary and Obama twice.
Wow.
And so,
but
they're done.
You're seeing this. I mean, you couldn't have turned them if they didn't think that there was any issue to begin with the party, correct?
Correct. They're all smart, educated people, and that was the thing, and fiscal conservatives. And so I just ask, so I'm confused, is what I say. I'm confused. You know, play dumb, but I'm not. I mean, I am generally confused. So tell me what the Biden administration, you think, what they will do. It's a whole psychological game I play, but it's not really a game I really want to know. So what would they do fiscally that you're not enjoying right now? And they right away say, I had nothing. we don't know. And I go, are you not enjoying what's going on economically in this country, even with COVID? And, you know, we just start from there. And they can't. And all of these people are pretty social. I would say socially moderate. But they're not even getting that. The left is so far left off the deep end into the pits of hell that it's not even funny. The way that they kick God out, the way that they are dehumanizing, God's creation, and the way that they are destroying the nuclear family.
They don't see it that way. You know that.
They don't.
They don't see it that way at all.
Don't.
They
You're
think
right.
that they are doing God's work. I always say, which God are they talking about, you know? But they always say they're doing God's work and that we're doing the work of the devil, or we're not doing God's work. And people are following that. They're actually believing that. But the walk away movement has got me totally excited. I think they're right on path.
That's incredible. And that's the thing. If you can meet people where they are, as far as fiscal conservatism is, and that, you know, I hate the whole term social justice, but if you can kind of meet them in the middle and really talk about how to define that and what it means, and you get that from them, then we can talk. And a lot of these people do have some kind of God or religion, even though I don't believe in religion, but they have that in their lives. So if you can really truly talk about what it meant to be a social warrior, it meant that Jesus cared about everybody. He knew when to wipe the dust off of his feet. He knew when to not throw pearls to swine. And he knew that we all needed to make it a heart matter on when we donate and when we give, and that it can't be mandated by the government. And we all seem to agree on that. So that's why people are jumping ship. But you're right about the psychology of it. They also are not quite bought into what we're doing, but they also see that there's just a weird cult-like mindset or mentality going on with the left, and they don't want to be pulled into that whirlpool of junk, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, you're right.
And
no, you're 100% right.
They see it. So,
you know, yes. Again, you and I talk about this a lot, even when we're not on the air together and all that.
Yes.
And I am amazed at how easy it is to catch everybody up. And I don't want to use terms like this. You know I'm not a new ager, but I don't know any other way to put it, which is all this negative energy that's rolling around. And even people that you and I know, even what we would have considered level-headed Christians or conservatives, when they get into the, it's like piranha around fresh meat.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I'm not well-educated enough to understand it, how they pull them into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a huge psychology to it, and I get it. It's not really about New Age. You know, God gave us minds and a brain, and we just happen to call the study of all of that psychology and sociology. So I think it's a very valid term to use and to speak about. And you know, there are studies that show when you get people in groups together, and the majority, you know, in common groups, but you start getting more extreme and more extreme, in the discussions and in their and you know in the opinions that they will stay in and do it, and they will just start to believe it, even though there's maybe a tentative consensus, just a little bit of one. The more you keep the people in that group together, and the more you have people, infiltrators, come in and then just really push it, even though it pushes past their morals and their values and what they believe, their belief system, they go with it because they're getting pumped up by everybody around them. So you look at someone like AOC, you know, Ocasio, who is totally not even promoting but instigating this unrest, and she is just trying to become this cult leader. And that's exactly what's going on with the left and with BLM and with Antifa, is they are just being poked and prodded, and people are in need of somebody to worship, in need of somebody to follow. And if that's not God, then it's going to be somebody else. And now we're seeing, you know, people, you know, these politicians that are extreme liberals step up and really promote an ideology that is everything anti-America. And that is what is concerning. It's not a joke at all anymore. These are not just groups that are sprouting up. This is very concerning, and it should be for everyone, because they are starting a war, a true war here.
Oh, but you guys on the right, you always say that. Every time the election comes up, there's skirmishes going on. You always say it's the most important election. And what makes this one different? Why is this the most important?
Well, I believe they're all extremely important. You know, so I think they all have been for one reason or another. But now that we are seeing, I don't think ever before have we seen the morality crisis that we're seeing. That'll take us down. Right. It took down the Brits.
The morality crisis is there, and we'll talk about that in this other break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Actually, I've been asked to speak on education, and that was one of the things I was writing about, was how our founding fathers knew.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told a North Carolina rally that he intends to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
We said that if for any reason
We have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court. We will fill that vacancy. And by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Two names have come to the forefront, judges Amy Coney Barrett in Chicago and Barbara Lagoa in Atlanta. Barrett is a conservative pro-life Roman Catholic who clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from law school. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back.
Me.
Like always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-4-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Next hour, Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. Always have fun with him. Tom was the chair of the Republican Party in California. Ran for Senate against Kamala Harris. Yeah, I wanted to call me a racist. They say, if you can't get her first name right, let me tell you what. My name, technically, is Giuseppe. Right? Joseph in Italian. And I had a gym teacher, gym coach, and he always called me Goosippy. He thought that was hilarious. So, did that make him racist? Oh, and he was a flaming Democrat. Yeah, I even knew that in high school. But did that make him racist? Now, he did it just because he thought it frosted me. So, yeah, anyway. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. I mean, see, that's why I need psychiatric care.
Giuseppe.
I haven't got over that yet.
Giuseppe.
I'm just sitting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. How does that make you feel, Giuseppe?
I need an animal. I need a soft, squishy animal, something that's like furry. Like, no? I can't. You won't let me?
Sure. Can't, no, go for it.
I can't curl up in a corner, you know, all nice and fuzzy. And oh, God, these people, they make me crazy. You know?
Yes, I know. Trust me, that's why I stopped seeing clients.
Oh,
now I'm on
God.
The radio. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Anyway.
Can't do it.
So, you know, somebody sent me a note while we were on break, and they said, Joe, that's no different than football and the front line of football. That when you're there, you know, when you're on the front line, that, you know, the players, they get each other riled up. They work to get each other riled up. What's the difference? I guess it's the same kind of thing. We get that whole mentality. We get people all riled up to, you know, to do it the right way, I guess, or to get that energy behind you. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Oh, yes. Doing it to encourage someone to, you know, as a winning spirit, as a part of a team for the greater good is much different than a cult. I mean, are we equating, you know, getting everybody ready to go on the front lines, you know, all together and chanting and equal to, you know, Waco and a cult? It's very different.
But Dr. V, that's so aggressive. Football is just so aggressive.
Well, that's why women shouldn't be in it. I'm just kidding. Or the military. No, yeah, you know, the psychology of persuasion is kind of what they study, and it's just very different than a group coming together, you know, for the good. And I understand that people, you know, liberals think that they're coming together for the greater good. But you have to really look at the outcome and look at what their purpose is and look what their focus is. And, you know,
that is the scary part, though. You have to admit that they really believe that what they're doing is for the greater good of all.
And right there, that's the frightening part of it.
Yep.
It's they teach all of this, you know, inclusion, and they are so exclusive. That is a group and a crowd that we're not allowed in. God is not allowed. So, and whereas, you know, as Christians in the right and the Republican Party, everyone's allowed. We welcome everybody that wants to, you know, have some kind of goodness and moral code and law following.
Yep.
And it's just very different. It's just two different things. So what we're seeing right now to me is follows the cult line. You know, people are trying to be popular right now for the wrong reasons.
Listen, I totally agree with you. I think that, you know, it's that mindset of the 15 minutes of fame that we've had for years and years and years. And look at what the kids are doing online, and look what's happening. And I don't know if you saw the video of one of the Antifa kids, you know, as I said, kids.
Yes.
All bent out of shape, and they asked for people to stop outing them on social media because it was triggering them and making their life a living hell.
Yeah. I don't know how to offer reason for insanity. You know, when you're, it's like these, like Bette Midler, right, and all of these stars, and Alyssa Milano, calling out Trump and calling him and cursing and, you know, hanging his, you know, head, bloody head. And because he does it, it's just the hypocrisy of it all. The backwards, the up is down and that is good is, that's what the frightening part. They don't see it. We see it. We even see the error of our ways. President Trump even sees the error of his ways. You know, you're with him at lunch or dinner and he's speaking. He knows. He's like, it's just me. I'm trying not to be so impulsive. But these others do not admit it unless they're, you know, whatever their agent says, you've got to go on and write something. And you know, yep, that the star's not really doing it. But that I think is the scary part about this. Just, you know, we've talked about defining a sociopath, and they don't care anymore, and they do not see the error of their ways, and they refuse to see it, yet they're able to point out the wrong and cause harm to others. Yet they become emotionless and kind of void in morality. That's what builds a sociopath. And then they can just go on their merry way and act like nothing's wrong, you know, with their family or at work and this and that. And that to me is just what we are seeing with all of the hurt and with all, you hear BLM, these protesters, I hate that word, but and Antifa, and you see their actions and you hear their words. They don't care. They are destroying things and people, and they just don't, and people's livelihoods, and they don't care. I've never seen, you know, people try to liken it to tea parties. You know, I led the biggest tea parties in California, and there's just no similarity. There was such love and acceptance at our rallies, and we did not destroy things. We left the grass better than it was. You know, we'd probably mow it if we had to, but we're not seeing that right now. We just aren't. And then we've got all these people buying into it. We've got school districts now buying into it, and we've got businesses. Everybody's sitting in these race inclusion classes. And, you know, I was talking to my husband tonight and explaining there are some people that have talked to me and said, Dr. B, I'm sitting in these meetings and I want to leave. It's ridiculous because it's so exclusive. It is so supremacist. It is not all inclusive. And they want to walk out, but they don't, because it's their job, it's their livelihood. And to me, what's going on in these classes is no different than BLM and Antifa on the streets destroying livelihoods, because now it's in our schools and now it's in our businesses. And what do we do? They have to accept it and go along with it. And so I just, Yeah. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, for me, I've lost quite a bit speaking freely and up about it. And, or my husband's more quiet, you know, not accepting, but quiet. And I told him I'll take one for the team, for the family. I don't know if you've probably seen that, right? For the school board and things, you gotta.
Oh yeah, it's we're seeing it all over the place.
Do you keep quiet or do you always speak out?
You know, come on, you know me. Are you serious?
Yes, tell everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
You know.
No, I get
mean
it.
Seriously.
It's tough.
I don't keep quiet. To your point, I actually.
Right.
Pound away.
But you use facts.
And I push back. But see, here's the difference, okay? And now this is going to sound shallow, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not a well-educated person, not academically anyhow. And what I love doing with people on a regular basis is I do the old Columbo thing, okay? I ask questions that I know that it's going to make them crazy, and I don't really care. So And it makes them really have to think about what they're doing. It makes them have to think about, well, like with the equality thing I told you about. There's a new equity or ethnics class. I'm sorry, ethnics curriculum
that
the state has pushed down on us. And they use all these words, these wonderfully big words. I said, look, I'm not well educated when I interrupted. And I said, but it sounds to me like we're talking about one group of people, which is the black population. And that's kind of disconcerting because our numbers for our black population are very low. I mean, right. Are we not going to take care of the Hispanic population? Are we not going to take care of the Asian population? I mean, really, this doesn't sound like a truly class that deals with, you know, ethnicities. See,
no, plural. It's supremacy to me in nature. And, you know, here they scream about white supremacy, which hasn't been a thing for decades, honestly, on a major scale in America. But now we've flipped it. And I just don't understand why they get their way now.
Because we don't do anything. How's that? I mean, really, it's really what it boils down to for me. We really don't do anything. We need to fight back. We need to push back. We need to get busy. What is it? Isn't that what they say to young people? Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, sound like an old guy. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Calls for action, and now nip it in the bud.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one,
we are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right, let me just get back at it with her, because I always enjoy the time that we're together on the show. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. We lovingly call her Dr. B, and we discuss all the things that are going on out there that maybe you really haven't given much thought to. Is, you know, what's going on in the street? What's happening out there? And how is it happening? How are we allowing it to happen? How are these little... I got to keep it clean. How are these little people...
Why? They're not keeping it clean. Why do we have to keep it clean? We do, yeah, though.
I know.
Why? Why?
I don't know. Why are we letting them get away with this? And you know, we were talking about during the break. You want to talk about the psychology of hate. I thought it was pretty easy, right? You don't like what somebody else is doing, so you just hate them. I don't know how it works.
Right.
Explain it.
You know, I think if people really understood what was behind hate and what's going on, and, you know, people do say that, you know, Dr. B, why are they allowed to get away with it? And I will tell you, Christian friends, because the majority of my friends asking are Christians, you know darn well they're not going to get away with it. They're not. And people ask why. Pray for Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and you know, RBG's family and all of that. And it's because I know what they're about to face. So they're not getting away with it. I'll tell you that right now. And we really need to have patience. And I think more than ever that, yes, be active politically and get out there and vote and talk to people. But
patience. I have to have patience. What is that?
We do. Self-control, patience, fruits of the spirit. But understanding hate, I think, might help y'all stop arguing with these people. It's don't argue. They're not, if they want to discuss, to learn, great. When it turns the corner and they just start spewing hate and hateful words, you got to stop. And so, you know, I mean, you think about hate, and it really truly involves kind of an appraisal that a person or a group is evil, right? That's what you need to understand about them. They hate us because they think we are evil. And all over the Bible, you know, and in this world, you see that up is down, and Satan tries to, you know, convince people that wrong is right and the other way around. And although hate relates, you know, we have other negative emotions when we think of hate, but we need to understand that revenge is a large part of hate. And that's what all these groups are thinking, are getting revenge on what? I don't know. But that is what is truly driving them right now. And it's interesting that I read a research journal on this, and they talked about how hate spreads and increases quicker if it's directed at a group rather than an individual, right? So you've got one person, Donald Trump, President Trump, sure, you know, they have the hate, but now they have all of his, quote, followers, all of his voters, and that is why the intensity has grown just psychologically in people's minds. If you can target it at a group, it will grow. And so that's what we're seeing. And, you know, they talk about how it can be countered with empathy. You know, it can be helped with empathy. But then again, once it's a group and once the momentum is going, and we talked about the whole group think, that is when empathy leaves. And we need to have empathy for other people. And that's what I see on the right and conservatives. We see that empathy. Yet when you've got the revenge hate coming after you, and then there's anger within that, then it's just a loss for us. So that's why I say don't interact with these people. There's just no winning. I think also the last part of hate that I see is contempt. And I see a lot of contempt. And contempt is really described as the cold version of hate. So like hate, contempt is about who you are and your nature and your personality. And that is what we're seeing. We're seeing full on just contempt. And when you feel contempt, you tend to feel that, you know, nobody's even worth your attention at this point. But it's kind of, I don't know, to me, it's showing me that they're doing this. They're more engaged in spreading this hate and this evil and this contempt. And we're seeing it, you know, physically come out, socially come out, mentally in breakdowns. They're just completely losing it. So it's very psychological what's going on. And the only way to, I guess, combat it is to be kind and to walk away. Not even be kind, just not interact. And that is what people need to understand. So we started out the show talking about the group think, right? And how it can get, you know, people just throw bombs in there just to test, little yeah. testing bombs to see people eat it up. And they have. Next comes hate, then contempt, and anger is completely in there. So hate spreads, you know, easier than anger. I think people think that it's anger, that people are angry. Because I keep hearing that from BLM leaders and politicians. People are angry. No. Hate is what spreads, and that is what we're seeing. It's full-on contempt and hate. So I don't know if that helps people understand that you're not just going up against people who are angry. They have switched over. And only God can change that heart, whether you believe in him or not. He does exist. So I don't know if that helps.
I hate to say it, sort of, it doesn't matter whether you believe in him or not. He's there. It's just like air.
He's there.
You can deny air all day long, right? But it's there. It's around you. You know, you want to deny the water in the pool? Jump in. See what happens.
It's there. People can deny truth and people can deny facts. And that's what they're doing. But when contempt and hate jump in, and it's so funny or pathetic that all the left says is don't hate. Love is love. Stop hating. And I'm like, were you talking to yourself in the middle of the night? Yeah. We're not. We're not hating you.
One of my favorite sayings is, what happened to love trumps hate? Do we replace it with, you know, baseball bats, Trump hate? I mean,
seriously.
Right?
Yes. No, hate is much, much bigger. With hate, there's a desire to eliminate others. And I want you guys to hear that. There is a desire to eliminate others. This is the psychology of hate. They want you to be gone because you're making them have emotion. And it's really not us. It's just the presence of goodness.
You're making them feel bad.
Yeah, well, get a blanket and go in the corner. I don't know what to say. But there's a psychology to it. So the only way to really combat it is to take a step back. And I've been saying that on all my Facebook posts. And it is not being weak. It's being meek. It's not even.
But let's make it so people understand, too. There's righteous indignation. There's reason that, you know, when you see or hear about or find out a child's been sexually abused by an out-of-control adult that maybe has been left out of jail when they shouldn't have been, that's mad. You get mad about it. You want to fix it. You want to make it right. And you hate the act of what has taken place. But there's a big deal between that is when you get out of control with your hate. There's a lot of people that do get out of control with their hate.
And that's, yes, and that's why, you know, in this study, you know, and just understanding the psychology of it, that they explain that when it's at an individual, it's a very different part of the brain that lights up versus in a group. And that group think just does something that clicks off part of the prefrontal lobe there that is responsible for our impulse control and our emotion control. And it just ravages the rest of the mind and you become out of control. Yes. So if it's individual, I mean, you see people go off and go postal, right? We've talked about, you know, mass shooters and things like that. Very different, or actually similar, but that those are few and far between. So like you said, if someone has hurt your child, you know, you're going to have hate, but you still have that, you know, split second moment of, you know, an instinct of, oof, okay, I want to kill you, but I'm going to wait for justice to take care of you. And you, if you've watched Court Cam on TV, greatest show ever, you see people flip out and try to hurt the person.
What was the name of it? What was that called?
Court Cam.
Oh.
Yeah, it's awesome. You just see people lose it, like fathers lose it, you know, you know, and go after them. But once you get this groupthink together, that's when it becomes this really raunchy contempt and this hate. It's not just anger. It's really ugly. And when you keep giving into that, and I will say this from, you know, a psychological Christian point of view, because I've seen it in individuals, it's your conviction and your need, your ability to stop goes away. And you're just given into that. And that's what depravity becomes after that. And then you're just sold out for depravity. And I feel like that's what we're beginning to see here in America. And that's why I feel like it's a spiritual issue.
I'm going to ask you, though. We have like a minute and some odd left. But isn't that part of the me group that we know? I love to rail on this. You know that already.
Yeah.
That we've raised up a bunch of young kids where the world revolves around the what's inside their elbows, you know, in that little space there. It's all about them. Is that not true?
Absolutely. That's the whole kind of inward. It's almost narcissistic. Academia has played a part in this, and more so social media, because what do we do all day? Take pictures of ourselves, you know, and put it out there. And most of the people don't have a really good message that's helping society as a whole. But we've done this.
Yep.
And here we are.
And you are exactly right. We've done it to ourselves. Real quick, tell them where they can find you.
DrBRadio.com.
God, you know, you make it too easy. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Check her out. Dr. B Radio. DrBRadio.com. And we'll be back. Tom Del Beccaro is up in the next hour. Let's see how he feels about what's going to go on at SCOTUS. We'll be right back.